Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You're going to be so surprised now. I was shocked. I've always seen Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi, you know, in Washington, D.C., but I never saw her district. I never understood what her district was.
She represents a district.
Her district is in San Francisco, which is okay. It's totally fine. But I was shocked to find out what's happening in San Francisco.
It's a tragedy.
You have to understand this. People are on the streets, all over the streets of San Francisco, and they're actually, brace yourself, children leave the room, but this is true. This is what's taking place. Human beings are defecating on the streets.
What?
So much so that they've spent millions of dollars, I think it's $12 million in their budget to hire people, and they're paying them $100,000+ a year reportedly to be able to go off and pressure wash and clear so much. As a matter of fact,
aren't they calling them something like the poop patrol?
Literally, it's just, I could not believe this. Look at this map. This one lady did this map right here. These are locations over the city where they're finding human, this is not animal feces, this is human feces. Yeah. There's so much of it, there's a city smelling. This is someone who's trying to tell us how to run our country when this is her district. Her district is like, what are you doing? Don't you care about the people in your district? And there's even another map they have here, I believe, talking about the very specific locations here. It's the same map that we're seeing here.
This is the same map. This was created by Jen Wong. She's a software engineer.
Well, this is like the tech place of the world.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they know how to
311 is getting 65 calls per day.
And 911 is for emergencies. 311 is for things in the city.
Correct. 311, 65 calls a day of people calling and saying, this street has human feces and people are tired of stepping in it.
Who would ever even thought this would be a conversation that we'd have on the air? This is a reality. Can you imagine walking down the street and you're not seeing a dog defecate.
You're seeing human beings. Homelessness is just rampant everywhere.
Well, but it's not only homelessness. It's people that's on drugs. It's people on the streets. Yeah. Just, I don't know what they're doing with all the money, because I believe she's the biggest money-raising person all of Congress, reports are. So what did they come up with? They developed technology to be able, it's so bad, they spent like $12 million a year in their budget to be able to hire people to go, and they're paying over $100,000
to pressure wash it.
And we saw specifically this taking place where literally the spray from the pressure wash was
disgusting.
Going over the people walking
disgusting.
On the sidewalk. Well, you may have heard of an application, or your young people have, or whatever. It's called Snapchat. Some sort of communication like Facebook or Twitter or whatever. But somebody, because this is the Silicon Area Valley.
Oh, yeah. All technology is coming out of this area.
They developed, what's it called?
Snapcrap.
What's it
Snap crap.
What?
You can download this app.
Snap.
You can look. Yes, you can download this app on your phone if you live in San Francisco to help identify where the poop is. What street?
Where the dog used the bathroom.
No. Human beings
using the bathroom
in San Francisco.
In San Francisco,
this is horrible, and this is Nancy Pelosi's.
So you
district.
Would actually find it, and then I think you showed the next slide here.
Yep.
Oh my goodness,
and
you're looking.
I see poop on 241 6th Street. Look at this.
This is not.
This
funny.
Is horrible.
This is. Understand this. Listen, this is not right.
No.
The city government should pause and think about what are we doing. Is causing people who are creating the image and the likeness of God, who
That's
God
horrific.
Loves, who God gave his son for, causing them to be so degraded that literally they are not, they're using the bathroom on the streets. And it's just, as they said, you can't go places without it being there. And the city reeks of the smell. And it's a $12 million budget entry reportedly. And it's like, you know, think about this. Where does your city stand?
Mm.
Where does your city stand in regards to God? Where does your city stand? I know that, you know, Pat Hamilton, myself, had a chance to go there years ago to San Francisco. And you're kind of excited about seeing San Francisco, the Golden Gate Bridge. But when we got to the city, it was so oppressive. And it seemed it was just like, what's going on? This is supposed to be the place of Kojak and all these different things that happened here over the years, you know? And it's like, you know, it matters who your God is. It matters that if your city honors God and honors his ways. And it's like, these are probably the wealthiest people in the world, people that invented a lot of the technology that you're using probably right now, smart, you know, brilliant people. But people
should have to live in this
type of shouldn't have
filth.
To live like this that. But disgusting. Yet in their own community, this is what's taking place. And of course, it's the local government that needs to say, what are we doing? At the point, I've got to end here, but listen, Even they're passing out hypodermic needles to the people on the streets that are drug users, and people that are sitting on the trains are accidentally getting stuck by hypodermic needles.
Hepatitis, I think, B and C there. I mean, it's just a really bad, bad situation.
We want to pray for the people of San Francisco. But this is actually Nancy Pelosi, Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi's district. And I think, you know, if I was living in our district, I would say, help us out here. Raise some money.
Forget about the country for a second here, I think.
And it's not about cleaning the streets. It's about cleaning the hearts. Why are the hurting people, helping the hurting people in San Francisco? Maybe they need a home. Maybe they need help. I don't know what it is, but we were shocked about this. Maybe you're going to be shocked too. But listen, we want to be able to pray for the people of San Francisco, you know, because God loves all the people that are there and just pray for them. And also, you know, if you're part of Nancy Pelosi's district, ask her. She's the wealthiest fundraising person for the in her district. So I'm like,
use
some of the money for San Francisco. I want to pray with you. We've got to go right now. Father God, we love you. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing, Lord God, across the nation. We thank you for Congressman Mark Meadows, Lord. We thank you, those that are standing up for the light and the things you've allowed to happen, God. And we pray right now for the people of San Francisco, God, that you would save San Francisco, God. The revival would come from San Francisco, that not only the streets would be clean, but the hearts would be clean, God, that just, again, move again like you did on Azusa Street. Move again in California in a special way, God. And we ask you, dear Lord, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.